Broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Learning Insights, featuring learning professionals, improving performance to drive business results.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing A-OK. A little tired. Late night last night, Stone.
Yeah, you do have the bags under the eyes a little bit, but we got to give a shout-out to the folks at 4 Athens. Jim Flannery over there running that thing, doing a fantastic job, and one of our hosts here, Ricky Steele, who does Booth 61, helped us coordinate a visit, did a remote broadcast over there, and made a lot of new friends, caught up with some old ones. And what fun that is to visit with all those startup folks.
That's right. They're building an incubator there to house some of the startups from University of Georgia and around. And so we got to visit and learn some cool stuff.
But this is a fired-up crowd, too, this ASTD Atlanta chapter. They do a tremendous amount of great work, and we have in the studio with us, you just heard a woo-hoo from incoming president, chapter president Vanessa Carey. We're going to get a chance to visit with her, as well as David Edelman, who is VP of Community Relations. And we also have in the studio with us from our sponsor, Training Pros, and a real advocate and contributor to the ASTD mission. Please join me in welcoming back to the studio, Miss Leanne Langford. How you doing, Sunshine?
Well, I'm great. I like that name, Sunshine.
So what's going on in your world these days?
Oh, well, you know, it's the start of the year, January, so a lot of our clients are looking to start new projects. We have a lot of consultants that rolled off stuff at the end of December, so they're looking to get started. It's just a perfect storm coming together. So we're just busy trying to match up the right people with the right projects.
Well, and you guys do a great deal to contribute to and work with the good folks over there at the ASTD Atlanta chapter. Tell us a little bit. Give us some perspective on what that relationship has been like for you guys over the years.
Well, I personally have been a volunteer for the ASTD chapter for 10 years now, running nonstop.
Started when you were 12?
Yeah, I started when I was, 19. And it's just been an ongoing mission of Training Pros. Every market that we're in, we're strongly encouraged to not only sponsor the chapter, but volunteer for the chapter, because not only is that a great place for us to meet the leaders in the corporate world of the learning world, but also to meet the consultants and interact with the consultants and give back to them, the folks that we're trying to help get to work.
And it's a busy year. You guys have something going on every day, 365 days the entire year. Incoming President Vanessa Carey, tell us a little bit about what in the world were you thinking when you said to yourself, you know what, I think I'll line myself up to be
president. She got the short straw. That's what happened.
What happened?
You know, that's funny you say that, because the first time I met Leanne, she said, you have no idea what you're getting into, do you?
That is what I said.
And it's very true. It hit very hard in January that I have no idea what I had just committed to. No, but we are very excited about this year. And you're talking about, we always have something going on. And last year we did indeed have 80 plus events.
Wow.
So we stay very busy. And as Leanne said, it's ongoing volunteer and development, and being a nonprofit volunteer organization, we just have such fabulous people that I'm continually amazed at their commitment level to the organization and their passion around it.
Now, there's ASTDs all over the place.
We're the best one.
Now, how do you guys rank? Do they all have 80 events in a year?
Or? No, actually, we're the largest chapter, so therefore we have more members that we have to provide a value to. Mm-hmm. And so some of them in the smaller chapters wouldn't have the need to have that many events. And then, plus, we have some things in place that some of the others don't have simply because of their numbers. When we talk about 2014, kind of what happened, not that it's an interesting story, but we have a new executive board every year, and we have a leaders conference, which is the national leaders conference, where all the leaders from all the other ASTD chapters come. And I think we are still the largest chapter, if not the second largest chapter. But what the new board realized, because there's some people on the board that haven't served before, haven't been at the leaders conference before, and they were amazed when they got there that so many of the other leaders looked to Atlanta kind of setting the bar and setting the standard. And they were like, I had no idea that we were so great. So that kind of that motivated them to say, okay, do our members here realize that? And we want to make sure that our members have the same perception of us as the other chapters and the other chapter
leaders. They don't know what they don't know. So they just take it for granted that it's what's happening here is happening everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was kind of our motivator for 2014. And we came away from our strategy and planning session saying, we want to be current and ready, because we got so motivated at the leaders conference and was like, that's what we want to bring back to our members. Mm-hmm. Our thinking was challenged. And we came back kind of motivated and energized, and some new things were introduced to us. And we were like, when our members leave our chapter meetings and our monthly programs or our special interest groups, we want them to leave with that same feeling and that same gumption, so to speak, to go back to their companies and challenge their thinking and introduce some new things and say, hey, here's the latest trend. Here's the latest and the greatest that I got from ASTD.
So as much as changes as fast as it does in the training and development world, I suspect conversations are different from year to year. What are some themes? What are folks talking about? What are they buzzing about? Is it e-learning? Is it stuff on every device? Or what's the big thing these days? What are you guys hearing?
Well, you know, the big thing is always technology, because that changes the fastest, and to keep up with that. And a lot of members want that, which leads me to one of our programs. Our goal is to have workshops every quarter. And last year we had a rapid video development workshop that was sold out, and we couldn't allow any more people to come. So we're offering that again this year. So if you missed out on that, that will be coming back second quarter. Our workshop for first quarter is what's called Sketchworks. And I think Leanne has a lot of information on that. What's amazing to me is I know I'm a doodler, and I can see just by looking at your notebook over there. I know you guys can't see it, but he also is a doodler. If he can read those notes, it's amazing. But what the Sketchworks does is it teaches you how you would take those doodles and how you can put those in to kind of a note-taking, and you create a picture. And if you guys in any of your schooling or education know that, well, I personally, too, can memorize better through picture concepts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what the Sketchworks does. It helps you develop those picture concepts for your learning and for your learners that you're working with in your career and on the job.
Well, I'll tell you what, that has a lot of merit for me. A lifetime ago, I had an opportunity to work under a keynote speaker, and he was kind enough to share some of the mechanics of speaking effectively. And he taught us to develop what he called mental chains to help us recall what we wanted to say. You still had to know your content, but he would help us develop this series of linked pictures. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, when you have that to draw on and you're in front of a group, then you can do what you need to do and focus it on and connect with the group, because you're able to go back to that linked chain. So there's a great deal of science, I'm sure, behind all this, right?
You've got your own personal visual aid in your mind, and then that triggers all your emotions and memories, and you kind of individualize it and customize it for you. But I will say, if anyone is interested in that, our registration deadline is fastly approaching for that workshop, and if you can register as soon as possible. He is speaking at our monthly chapter meeting on February 10th, and then the workshop is being held the next day. But I do know that deadline is fastly approaching, and you would want to get in on that. So go to the website and register.
So you kind of build an editorial calendar of workshops and events ahead of time that you're going to kind of deploy throughout the year. You already know what that is?
Well, we don't have everything specified. That's our goal. Our mm-hmm. goal is to have a workshop a quarter, so we have the first and second quarter workshops set.
Right, so that it's more creativity themed.
I wouldn't say creativity thing. I would say current. So like the Sketchworks is creative, but then another hot topic is Addy and Sammy switching those models. And so that's another one we're looking at. Gaming, of course, is very popular. And that's one that we're hoping to do a workshop. Yes.
So, David, what exactly does a VP of Community Relations do?
He
do you play golf on ASTD's nickel, or how's that?
He plays golf with all the volunteers.
You're in charge of volunteers? Because that's
actually, that's the tall order, I would think.
Well, there's, you know, a couple different types of volunteers. We have folks that volunteer with the chapter to help work out with the chapter.
Right.
In this case, we have folks that volunteer to work on community service, you know, projects. Oh, so we work with Atlanta Habitat, Goodwill, United Way, and the Atlanta Community Food Bank on a volunteer basis. The great thing about it is the folks that, you know, that volunteer through ASTD, they volunteer in a way that kind of utilizes their talents. So if we're at Habitat, we're not out there building houses. We're teaching computer classes. You know,
I'm trying to picture Lee like hammering a nail. That wouldn't be good, right?
But you can picture me hammering.
I can picture you or Leanne toting sheetrock. That would be fun. All right, so you take people in the learning and development profession, mm-hmm. and they apply those skills and that passion mm-hmm. in
and
a way that's going to serve these
constituencies. Right.
Yeah. Right. For example, this is not one – I don't know Dave's involvement in this, but we recently worked with United Way, and they needed a learning and development strategy. They needed someone to help them outline what their learning and development program would look like. So you may be at a level in your career where you're wanting to get to that point, and maybe you haven't had the opportunity to do design or strategy development. And so that would be a great opportunity for you to learn. And then we have some senior leaders that have done that very effectively and been noticed and affirmed for that. And then they, too, are now it's their opportunity to give back.
Now, there is a big national conference coming up that I'm sure there's a pretty good large contingent of people from Atlanta that go. There'll be one like in the first quarter, right up in D.C.
Right. That's nice. Our international conference.
I said national. It's international.
Exposition.
Everybody's
yes, it's international.
Invited. The more the merrier.
Yes, the more the merrier. And that is in May. But then the Greater Atlanta chapter has our Atlanta conference and exposition, and that is in August, on August the 5th this year.
Wow.
So if you can't go to ICE, the International Conference and Exposition, then you can come to ACE, the Atlanta Conference and Exposition.
Go local. You don't have to get a hotel.
But as a chapter president, you will do some things to get a group together, or you will go to this international, and also you'll prepare for
this. Our hope is the Now, I can't say the past – I can say the past several years. I could go back and track and see how many years that we have won many awards at the international conference. And have Chapter Leader Day. And last year we won – actually, Dave was involved in this process for our relationship building and community relations and our relationship with Habitat in helping develop some of their training materials and some of their training programs. They, what they worked at for Habitat for new homeowners, they have a training that each new homeowner goes through. And so our volunteers worked with them to rewrite that program so that everyone that is having a new home for Habitat has this orientation process they go through to ensure that they're ready for the ownership of a home. Because for all of them, it's the first time they've owned a home. So there's a lot of things that they need to be aware of. So that was our award last year. We're hoping to get that one again this year for our United Way program, as well as our CPLP program, which is going to the certification process for – Leanne, are you CPLP certified?
No.
Okay, so Leanne.
It takes a lot.
So Leanne, now the world knows it.
Really? So sorry.
Thank you.
Well, and in her defense, I will say it is not necessary for the – exciting professional work that she does because this
it's a good certification.
It's a great certification, but what we are starting this year, and we did a great job last year, what we're hoping to do this year is, since it's the Greater Atlanta chapter, so that we can offer that to more people, we're going to have virtual sessions. So you go through course study for this, then you have an exam, and then you do a work project. So now we'll be offering those study sessions virtually, so more people will be able to attend those.
So is this one of those professions where you guys all get together and you decide, depending on your discipline and your expertise, but as a group, you guys decide what are the competencies that are required in this discipline or that discipline? Do you guys have competency models that you develop and then you turn around and you put them out and then you design certifications around them? How does all that stuff
I wouldn't
work?
Say that that the Greater Atlanta chapter necessarily does that. ASTD National has a competency model for each respective areas of expertise, and that is what our 2014 programming is going to be focusing on, because we want the programs to line up with the national competencies for that have been declared for the profession. So, for example, if you're an individual and you have a development plan or development plan as part of your talent management process or review process, with your company, you can go to the competency model and say, okay, here are the chapter programs that align with that competency, so I need to attend those. Here are the special interest groups that have something related to that competency that I can attend. And as well, here are the volunteer opportunities that will help me increase in that area of competency.
So no matter what your needs are, if they're broad or if they're narrow, there's a place for you. In the organization?
There really is. I'm very excited, and Dave can speak to some of this too. This year we have a new position, and it's the Director of Volunteers, and we have not had that before. And we're using a program called Volunteer Spot. So it allows the executive board and anyone in need of volunteers to kind of to put those in the system so that everything you need to know, what's the time level, commitment level, what kind of skills are needed, just kind of gives an outline of what to expect. And then when those are posted then on our website for opportunities, they can automatically sign up for that, and it's just easier to match them. And then also it's easier to track your volunteer hours. Perhaps volunteer hours are what you need for some type of certification, or again into your development program, and you can go in and track your volunteer hours and say, and get a you know, kind of have that
like
all
proof of you did it, right?
Yeah, you didn't say, oh yeah, I volunteered for that. Yeah. I mean, it makes it a real,
it documents it,
and it also makes it easier to make sure that, as you mentioned earlier, that you're successfully matched to something that's going to work for you and you're meeting a need and we're utilizing your skill set. So it's a very exciting tool. Sheila Mosley. Shout out to Sheila.
And this is brand new? This is the first time you've implemented
it? It is the first time we've implemented it, yes, because we were looking at a way to track our volunteers and to better match them and kind of create a database for volunteers to say, here is all our people who have said they're interested in volunteering. So when the opportunity comes up, we can reach out to them, follow up with them, because that's what runs the chapter is volunteers.
How many volunteers are there?
Oh, goodness. How many volunteers do you think?
Back in my day, there was like 120 volunteers to run the chapter.
Yeah, I was going to say 100 at a minimum.
Wow.
It's more volunteers in our chapter than there are complete members in some chapters.
So. Right. Yeah, that's a great... Yeah, because you were talking earlier. Right. Because some
that
may
puts
only,
it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly. We have more volunteers than most chapters do have members.
And there's
so
all
very
these...
fortunate.
All these formal opportunities, structured opportunities, that, you know, Wednesday night I can go to this special interest group and we can talk about things that are happening in my profession and I can meet some people. But as a member, is this accurate that if I've got something pressing in my line of work, that I can go into this membership or ask a few questions of a few key people around and I can get connected to a Leanne Langford if I want to know about something and she's
Look,
willing
she
to take
the
call?
She may not be certified in the thing you need. We've already determined that.
But I just get the idea that this is almost like an instant fraternity of people with a common interest, and you all genuinely want to help each other. Is that the right read?
It is definitely the right read, and I am continually amazed at that with the members and the volunteers. If there's an issue or a question, you can do a couple of things. I mean, I have just sent out emails sometimes to the people that I met. I mean, immediately you get responses, whether it's our Facebook group that you go in and put a question in, or even the LinkedIn page. There's lots of ways there to communicate with members to get answers to your questions, as well as the job line and job posting. So it's if nothing else, at a minimum, you will have an enlarged network for your functional area.
What about for young people that are just getting into this? Is there a place for them in the organization?
Of course. We have the student membership, and actually that is one of the areas of focus for membership this year, because we do have so many universities in our area, mm-hmm. and it's a great way for them to kind of get their foot in the door and test the waters to say, am I interested? Am I not interested? Which area? And so to provide some more volunteer opportunities with them. Speaking of anybody interested in there as a student, for example, last night we had our executive board meeting, and we were looking for a volunteer to kind of be the note taker. So if someone's in learning and development and looking to that, that would be a great opportunity for them to learn about all the areas, because right. they would have exposure to everything that's going on. But there is a lower rate for student members. And
aren't there scholarship opportunities as well?
And there's absolutely scholarship opportunities. We offer one scholarship a year, and so that would be another incentive for students to join.
Okay, I just want to get real world for a moment, because everybody at this table, well, except for me and Lee, you guys have real jobs too, right? I mean, where where do you find the time? I mean, David, you don't pay the rent by being VP of Community Relations. Where do you find the time? Where do you find the energy? I mean, it's a question that maybe you're not supposed to ask. Maybe it's not too politic. But I know some listeners are saying, you know, it all sounds great and wonderful, and I'd love to, but I mean, where do you find the time and energy to do this?
I have time planned out for it every week. I have a real...
Is that important to...
Leanne helped me come up with a schedule to manage everything. So, yeah.
It's that important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, Stone, too, a lot of people don't have the flexibility during the day with their job. They don't have the flexibility to attend meetings or to return emails or to have phone calls. And they do it after hours. And when you say it's that important to them, I cannot tell you of a more passionate group around this. And you know, just as they say, you get out of it what you put into it. And there's certain levels. I mean, you need volunteers on every level, and there's not an individual I'm aware of that would not have a positive thing to say about their experience and the people that they work with. So whatever amount of time you have, there's a spot for you. And then some people, it's a huge amount of time, but the return on that, whether it's personally or professionally, you know, if we go back to the commercial, I mean, it's priceless.
it reminds me of, I'm the ice guy at church. I'm not the guy that's going to come show up at the funeral and the wedding, and I'm not the guy that's going to, you know, deliver. But I live close to the church, and if someone dies, if someone's getting married, if someone has a christening, an anniversary, anything, the one thing they can count on, Stone, that I will go get the ice. I have found a way to be that contributor. And so there's ways to contribute. Yeah. There may be some people that contribute at 2 o'clock in the morning because that's what they do via something electronically. Not everybody has to contribute in the same way, right?
No, that's a great example. Mm-hmm. What you gave, Stone, you know, whether it's making name tags.
Right.
with community relations and in the chapter in general, you know, our vision talks about adding value by offering opportunities for service, for professional development, and for leadership. So if you think about, you know, obviously service opportunities, but the nice thing about the service opportunities we have is that, as I said earlier, they are something that builds on our talents or utilizes our talents or mm-hmm. strengths, right? You know, so we don't, you know, when we provide service opportunities, they're facilitating classes, doing instructional design, those kind of things, helping with the chapter. Mm-hmm. And then we have, you know, professional developments. As Vanessa was saying, a lot of these are professional development opportunities, you know. We have design opportunities with community relations. And I was at a meeting with the Goodwill folks the other day. You know, talk about a passionate, great group of folks that volunteer for Goodwill.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of them said, I would like to get some more experience with instructional design. So what we're going to do is partner her up with the person that's working on one of the, you know, redesigns. And so that way mm-hmm. she's going to get – so there's, you know, a lot of professional development. Obviously, facilitation is something that you can always, you know, continually, you know, you're never perfect at, right?
Right.
And then we talk about leadership, and so there's a lot of leadership opportunities within community relations. We have, you know, kind of leaders over each kind of group that we partner with, and within the chapter, there's lots of leadership opportunities.
Well, and competency is such a moving target in a lot of professions, but certainly in this one, someone may, you know, I may have made a very comfortable living as a stand-up trainer for 15 or 20 years, and I better figure if I'm going to be here another 5 or 10 years in my organization, mm-hmm. I better get my arms around using technology mm-hmm. and different methods for instructional design, right? And so this is what a great opportunity, what a great a venue. Mm-hmm.
A perfect example of that is our special interest group. And I, like you, Stone, it's the technology piece that I have to work on staying current. Not that that says anything about right? our era. For example, we have a learning technology special interest group. So to help me stay current, there's 6 learning technology special interest groups this year. So that gives me 6 development opportunities to learn, okay, what's current so I can stay on the cutting edge and not fall behind because of technology. I mean, I've got the iPhone down, but you know, there's a little bit more than that.
So I want some more specifics on this Sketchworks thing. You mentioned the guy's going to make a – who is the guy?
The guy.
That's all right.
Well, basically, when you think about it, it's – like we talked before, it's virtual notes, you know, that's basically going to come and help you get the relationship between the key points or the concepts. And he looks at using your lettering, how you're going to format it, or like I said, your simple drawings that you make.
Right. It's called Sketchnote. And when is it? February?
It is February the 11th.
Mm-hmm. And it's Mike Rode is the guy.
Mike Rode is the guy.
He's the guy. I told you, the
Come
guy.
Come on, Stone.
I just want to make sure Mike got proper props, if that's the right
Well,
word.
So he'll be speaking at the chapter meeting on February 10th, and then he'll be doing the full workshop the next day, February the 11th.
All right, and so get us caught up to just what are some of the highlights of the year? We got you mentioned earlier in the conversation, you got something.
Right, there's special interest group stuff happening all the time, also, because Atlanta's so spread out, there's events happening all throughout the city. They all don't happen like downtown or, right?
No, we try to, even with the special interest groups, we try to vary our venues so that we can give everyone from all areas of Metro Atlanta opportunity to attend.
So that everybody gets to fight traffic equally.
Yes, exactly. And then we also have some geographical interest groups, and those are very active, like our Northeast mm-hmm. group. They meet up at Sugarloaf Parkway a lot, and then sometimes in the Athens area, so that helps that northern part to have some opportunities. And then we have a group in Macon and Savannah, so having some other professional opportunities for those geographic areas that wouldn't be as convenient to come to Atlanta or Metro Atlanta for everything.
Okay, so where are the starting blocks? Where can our listeners go to learn more, and what are the first one or two things they should do to start kind of getting immersed in this ASTD Greater Atlanta chapter?
Okay, well, you go to the website, the ASTD Greater Atlanta website.
It's ASTDAtlanta.org.
Right.
Thank you, Leanne.
Nicely done.
Nicely done, yes. And you register to attend our February 10th chapter meeting. And prior to that chapter meeting is new member orientation. And even if you're not a new member, you can go and hear everything about becoming a member. Everything is on the website, but if you register to attend that February 10th meeting, and you are welcome when you go to the website to send Leanne, Dave, or myself, if you go to the leader sections, there's a place where you can email us and say, hey, heard you on the radio, very interested in ASTD. I'm registering for the event. Just want to make sure you know. And then that way we can formally meet you face-to-face at that time.
To help you kind of like an ambassador to help me get through.
I will be your ambassador.
Yes. But that helps me get plugged in faster instead of me just hoping that I run into some nice person there. Right.
Right. Absolutely. And then we'll say here we can give you more information on all the events coming up. If you're interested in a volunteer, tell us where you work, what you do, what your interests are, and we'll say kind of lay it all out for you.
So now you need more members, you need more sponsors, you need more corporations.
You need more
of everything.
Yes.
Because you got to keep that number one ranking.
We got to keep that number one ranking. Our member numbers are good. We do have corporate members, and then we're always looking for sponsors. I'm going to let Leanne speak to kind of the sponsor. She was our VP of marketing for a while, so she can give you more details. And currently, too, she is one of our senior advisors. So She can give us a little more detail and information on that process.
So they call you a senior advisor when you get too old to continue to volunteer.
Just be a regular advisor.
So our sponsorship program, I'm not familiar with all the little details at this time, but it is a great program for corporations or companies that are trying to reach consultants, individual contributors, instructional designers, facilitators, or learning leaders. There's a lot of different opportunities to interact with the different folks in the chapter. There's also ways you can sponsor without having to be involved, just by buying advertising space on the website or the newsletter, or you know, the overall sponsorship. There's meeting sponsorship where you can be right there in the mix and speaking with people at a booth or a table at the meetings. And then of course ACE is the big one, you know, mm-hmm. where you get to interact with 300 or so folks at the meeting.
Yeah, and it's an easy way for people to learn about your corporation by sponsoring an event, whether it's one of the special interest groups for learning technology, if that's your
expertise,
then there's a perfect example of let's sponsor a learning technology special interest group meeting so that they too can learn about our corporation and what we do in that area.
And I can tell you back when the day when I had a real job, I used to actually enjoy meeting the different vendors because you couldn't learn that much from their brochure, mm-hmm. but actually getting to talk to them and find out what they do made a big difference. And often I would show up for these shows like ICE with the intent of I'm going to talk to every single LMS vendor here or every single mm-hmm. mobile learning vendor here just to find out what I can.
Well, and so obviously you have precedent for ways that you have seen to work for sponsors to get involved that are both good for the community, the market, the profession, and it helps them. But I also get the sense that, you know, you're probably willing to sit down with a potential sponsor and iron something out that might work, right?
Have
a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's going to help everybody.
Yeah, Priscilla Mattingly is our VP of Marketing and Communication, and she is very creative and will come up with a proposal or come up with some ideas or just sit down and talk through what it is you're wanting to accomplish, kind of again, it goes back to needs matching. And having that conversation and figuring out, okay, what's going to work best. And she is great at doing that. She's just a joy.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having all three of you in the studio this morning. I love when you come in and get us caught up from time to time. You guys have so much going. We can't go very long without having you come back in or we'll have too much to talk about.
I know. So get to the website, and then when we come back, we'll fill you in on the rest of the year.
You got it. We'll keep up the good work. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guests this morning, Vanessa Carey, Dave Edwin, and Leanne Langford, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next time on Learning Insights.